AT&T provided its Nome customers with a 4G network at the beginning of this month after years of preparation. Despite the improved coverage, more local support for AT&T customers won't be included in the upgrade. According to Sean Ushman, AT&T's Director of External Affairs for Alaska, the company's been investing more than $150 million in network upgrades throughout the state between 2014 and 2016. Through the use of existing infrastructure, a 4G network was established in Nome without building a separate AT&T tower. Ushman says the 4G project involved AT&T employees from multiple Alaska locations, as well as several contractors.
This was a big job for us. You know, it's going to be a game changer, we think, for Nome when the customers see the increased data speeds and get to experience that, you know, real time. We hope it's happening right now. And we really look forward to hearing from the customers and what those experiences are.
Some citizens in Nome have already reported issues with their phones since 4G was turned on, such as more frequently dropped calls or bad connections between them and whomever else is on the other line. Ushman says customers can call 611 from their cell phone or a national customer support number with any issues.
Again, this is the same call center that handles calls nationwide for AT&T, so we're comfortable with the level of support that they're going to be able to provide. We think that the customers in Nome are going to be pleased with the experience that they have calling into those numbers.
According to Ushman, AT&T does not release information about the number of customers it covers in a given region, so it's unknown how many people have AT&T in the services in Nome. Regardless, Ushman wrote in an email that AT&T will not bring in additional staff to the community as the company can monitor the performance of its network remotely. Currently, a small team of AT&T representatives is visiting with its local partners in Nome.